Sometimes you make friends out of necessity, not because you want to, but because you need to. I point that out because, for example, the United States made an alliance with Joseph Stalin and the Soviet Union in World War II to help win that war, which we did. Then went into the Cold War for years. Joseph Stalin, responsible for killing as many as 50 million people of his own people. Maybe more. Who knows? Nobody could really keep count. So I do understand when people complain about our relationship with Saudi Arabia and the murder of Jamal Khashoggi and why we haven't said more. I appreciate that because having American journalists or journalists that are working for American companies like the Washington Post being murdered isn't okay. But on the same token, you can't destroy an entire foreign policy and your relationships over that. So it's a difficult place to be. Frank Fornuzio here, editor-in-chief of the New York Analysis of Policy and Government. Frank, welcome back.
Steve, it's good to be with you.
You know, we've made deals with the devil in the past, if you will. I use Joseph Stalin as the easiest example, the clearest example for those that, you know, can read a little bit. But that doesn't make the whole Khashoggi event much easier. It's pretty clear that the Saudis knew what was going to happen, planned it, executed it, no pun intended, and here we are. What are your thoughts?
Well, for the 8 years of the Obama administration, deals were struck and alliances were held, basically, with the Iranian people, which was absolutely unforgivable. We know that President Obama, for example, intentionally looked the other way as Hezbollah, Iran's proxy terrorist group, sold drugs in North America, particularly in cities like Chicago. We know that Venezuela and Iran cut military deals with each other. Nothing was said, nothing was done. There really is an expansionist bent to the Iranian mind that the Saudis actually don't have. So if we need to cut a deal with the Saudis to limit what Iran is doing, well, that's one of those things that are just necessary, like in World War II.
Now, sure.
That doesn't mean that we in any way, shape, or form condone what was happening to what happened to Khashoggi. But that simply does not mean we're going to throw away an entire alliance, which is so vital to peace in that region and is so vital, frankly, to American national security.
Well, sure, but disingenuous leftists would have you believe that somehow this president, it's always this president, doing something different, something out of the norm, something unheard of, unprecedented is a word they like to use a lot, even though it's not accurate most of the time, when referring to something like this. But the truth of the matter is, you've got the Iranians testing missiles, which is likely in violation of everything they've signed and agreed to. They're violating the treaty, the agreement, the arrangement. The Saudis are on our side to some extent, more so than less usually. But I understand when people say, listen, 15 of the 19 hijackers on 9/11 were Saudis. I get that. You've got Jamal Khashoggi being murdered. I get that. But at the end of the day, maybe at the beginning of the day, we still need their influence in the region.
Well, that we do. And the question really is, which side is more important for American national security today, now, going into the future? The fact of the matter is, having the Saudis as a countervailing influence against the Iranians is absolutely vital. Unless you're going to accept the fact that the Iranians are going to become the power in the Middle East, then you have to make deals, including deals that you might not find appetizing. Let's not forget also that the Iranians are cutting deals with the Russians, as well as with the with people like Saddam Hussein. In the past, they fought with them. Many millions of people were killed in that war between Iran and Iraq. You need a countervailing influence for stability and peace in that region. That's what Saudi is.
Well, and there you go. You've got to have that stability to some extent. However, what does this do, in your estimation, to the relationship with the Crown Prince? How do we move forward with MBS knowing what we know now?
It's a difficult question. Now, look, if under different circumstances the United States said to a foreign country, we don't like your leadership, change it. Some of the same people that are screaming about our relationship with the Saudis now would be saying, well, there goes the United States being a bully, telling other countries how to live their lives and who they should elect or who they should appoint. There's a bit of hypocrisy there. We need the Saudis need us. There's a serious problem with the Iranians there. Do we have the right to tell every country that we have relations with who to put in power, what to do? We can certainly take a moral stand on Khashoggi, and perhaps we can do things such as find ways to protect journalists overseas or tell the Saudis that we will not tolerate this in the future. But to break off relations at this point is biting off your nose to spite your face.
Yeah, so we need to make sure that we maintain these alliances. How much influence do we have over the House of Saud? How much influence do we have when it comes to talking to the Saudi Arabians? I mean, do we really have much input? How seriously do they take it when we tell them you can do this, you can't do that? Do they care?
I don't know if they care, but certainly they're going to look at real politics. They need the United States as much, if not more, than the United States needs them, so we can sit down and have a dialogue with them, and I think it would bear some fruit. But if our immediate response, Steve, is to simply say, off with his head, well, that's not going to get us very far at all.
That can't be our immediate response. Although, in this scenario, it is... It's an unusual comparison, Frank, because of the facts at hand. Frank Vernuccio, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Steve, I look forward to our next discussion.
There you have it. Frank Vernuccio, everybody. Off with his head. Yeah, I think that was said once by those on the other end. By the way, what are you doing for the new year? You getting ready to get healthy? Because I want you to hear something right now. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost, is going to have a whole host of new opportunities for you to get healthy, to lose weight, to feel great. New technology coming soon that will allow you to check in no matter where you are, around Michigan, around the country, or around the world. New technology making sure that your body is where it needs to be, that you can lose weight, a custom plan for you. Now, I went through this, I think it was February, March of 2018, earlier this year, got started, lost a bunch of weight, still feel great. That weight's gone. And I have, you know, I still run into people now that haven't seen me like in a year. Oh my God, what happened to you? Are you all right? Are you sick? No, I'm good, man. I'm anything but sick. I'm healthy. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. You give them a call, you're going to feel better. You're going to lose weight. Don't wait another day. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Hear that? Isn't that a beautiful sound? Well, DTE Energy is committed to keeping them safe. That's why we monitor the natural gas system 24/7, 365. Upgrade and inspect thousands of miles of neighborhood gas lines. And do over 300,000 safety inspections every year. Because to us, safety is all about your peace of mind. And it sounds like this. DTE Energy. Know your own power. While most costs keep going up, the price of natural gas has gone down. When DTE Energy's natural gas costs dropped, we lowered your rates too. We buy when costs are low and store it to keep prices stable. Overall, natural gas bills are down 30% over the last 10 years. And that should feel. Find out more at dteenergy.com/price. DTE Energy. Know your own power.